Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Levin is our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's the founder and CEO, editor-in-chief, and cost accountant over at RSL Media, rslmedia.com. Check that out. Rob, remind the audience what you do for folks.
So what we do is I have two businesses. RSL Media does, we build programs that helps large companies engage, market, sell to small and mid-sized businesses. My other business, which is relatively new, is workbetternow.com, where we provide virtual assistance to small business owners.
Right. So, oh, okay.
And other businesses.
Yep. That's a really important thing right now. That's part of the gig economy, isn't it?
Well, it is. Although our model is a little bit different, and that's actually one of the things that I wanted to talk about today with respect to time is the reason I started this virtual assistant business, which is business owners need to spend a lot less time on administrative items. They have
right.
to spend more time on developing their people, thinking about strategy, talking with customers, and you might know Jack Daly, the world's famous sales trainer.
Yep.
He says, if you don't have an assistant, you are an assistant.
Right.
And this is why I started a business. I wanted everybody to have one, and we came up with a model where it's affordable for everybody.
Well, you'll have to come back and talk to us more about that, but this is really important point you're making. Folks, what is the best use of your time? That's what every owner, every business owner, every manager slash, every founder slash manager slash CEO of every small business has got to, that you've got to be a real hard-nosed person about your time. What's the best use of your time? And I'll tell you something, Rob, my business didn't grow until I learned how to do that, because it encompasses delegating, it encompasses understanding how to fire myself from some jobs and promote myself to jobs that nobody else can do. The best use of my time, learning how to do that, getting comfortable with that, and actually executing that is very liberating, isn't it?
I'll tell you a very quick story. As you know, Jim, I used to have a media company here in the New York area.
Right.
And at one point, I think we had about 10 people. And I remember walking into the office one day. I was a little late. I had to take care of something. And it dawned on me that everything was getting done. The magazine was getting put together. The website was updated. The salespeople were out there making their calls. And I said, oh, this is what it's supposed to be like, you know, where I didn't have to do anything. At least for that day, anything that kind of needs to get done to get the product out, everybody else was doing their thing, and that allowed me to focus on, well, what's the next move for us as a company? And it was a great feeling.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you, it took me a while to figure that one out.
But another thing in this article that you wrote is about your team's time, and when I saw that, I thought about my experience with my own people. Is as I've grown, the people who've come along with me, I've been able to hire people under them, right? And getting them to delegate. I'd walk into their office and I say, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing this. Are you kidding me? That's what Susie's for. That's what John's for. Why are you doing that? Well, because I don't hear buts. That's give that to them. Delegate. You got to do that too, don't you?
Absolutely. In fact, my team now can utilize my assistant. For things like scheduling and things that they shouldn't be spending their time on. They have an important job to do. I'm thinking about, let's say, like Kelly, my editor-in-chief, my managing editor and project manager. manager. She has so much to do and so much strategic things to do. I don't want her doing a lot of that administrative stuff.
Right.
And the other part with your team is give them clarity in terms of what they need to do and a vision so that they can make decisions on their own. They can make decisions quickly. They're not always waiting for you.
Yeah.
I think that's very important. And
that's really important.
I'm going to try to sneak it in here.
Quickly.
Yeah. Do we have time?
Quickly. You got 30
yeah.
seconds. 20 seconds.
When you're making an investment, like hiring people or investing in something, do it sooner rather than later so you get the benefits sooner rather than later. That's another way to look at time.
Well said.
All right. Rob, I dropped the mic.
Drop mic. Drop. Well said. Good job, Rob. RSLmedia.com. And what is the other one? Quickly.
SMB.com.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.